Where do I go with my time machine?
I don't know where.
Where we go way back.
You're tuning in to the Children's Hour. This is KD9.9, KUNM, and KUNM.org, live and local from the University of New Mexico.
Wake up and smell the coffee, rise and shine. The early bird gets the worm strike while the iron's hot, and whistle while you work. Stay on the trail, keep your hands and arms inside the train, don't stray. Watch your step and wipe your feet, draw inside the line. What if you didn't know where the bad side of town was? Where would you wander to? So many places from which to choose. Would you let yourself be?
Diddy Bops on the Children's Hour. Good morning. This is the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. I am Katie Stone, and I'm just really happy to be with you today on a day that Carrie Jones would call frighteningly beautiful. And indeed, it's a frighteningly beautiful, kind of cold, sunny, again dry for the longest dry streak in New Mexico recorded history. And hello to everyone in the room. Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. How's everybody doing? Good?
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's start over here. Hey.
Yo, it's Emma.
Good morning. It's Anna.
Hello, it's Siobhan.
Hello, it's Haley.
Hello, my name is Shay.
Good morning. It's Ava.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know what I love to say this time of year?
Good morning.
I'll see you next year. Somebody's got something going on. Yeah, let's hear from you. Yes, ma'am.
I saw The Last Jedi 2 times, and the night before yesterday, we saw it for the second time, and my parents agreed it was better.
Whoa.
Than the first time.
I've seen it first.
Let's see. Right in the mic there, Shay. Right in the mic there, Shay.
I've seen it, too.
You have? How old are you all? How old are you all again? Just to let parents know.
I'm 6.
Uh-huh.
I'm 8.
And you think you were, like, old enough to see it? Was there...
It's not like...
Right in the mic there, buddy.
It's not, like, really violent, but...
Yeah. Has some, probably.
Yeah, okay.
And Luke Skywalker's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like him. Yeah.
Still has yet to see
and
the
Luke
new ones.
And Luke Skywalker died in it.
Oh, no, don't. Go. No spoilers. No spoilers, dude. No, he didn't. Psst. Scrub that from your radio. Okay. All right. You guys, those are called... Wait. Those are called spoilers, and when people haven't seen the movie yet, they, like, don't want to know that. So it's sort of like saying, like, you know, let's do The Wizard of Oz, because everybody's seen The Wizard of Oz, right? It would be like saying to somebody who's never seen The Wizard of Oz, "Oh, just wait. She kills the Wicked Witch of the Wicked Witch."
Well, doesn't everybody know that before they watch the movie?
Doesn't?
Yeah.
I knew that.
No, not everybody.
My older
knows
sister
that.
Told me.
See, exactly. She spoilered it for you. Yes, yes, ma'am.
It's sort of a coincidence because Sarah came. We started watching the movie at 5, and Sarah, right there, she came in at 7. And at the same night in the same movie theater in the same room.
Whoa, man. Wow. This must be a small town or something. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Anybody else? News,
also,
news, news. Yes, 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 yes.
Also, yes? Yes? That movie theater is really close to my mom's work.
Tomorrow's New Year's Eve and also my birthday.
Yay!
Ah, woo!
Yay! Born on New Year's Eve. Wow, that's pretty cool.
I was there.
Hey, Mark, you were there? Wow. I was not. I'm sorry I missed it. I would have been there had I known.
We missed out on a party that night. My parents were planning on throwing a New Year's Eve party, and then my mom went into labor, and she told her friend, just go to my house and run the party anyway.
So there was a party at your house when you were born?
Yeah, while my mom was giving birth to me.
That's funny.
I get braces on Wednesday.
Let's see your teeth. Yay. Oh, wow. You get braces Wednesday? Anybody in this room have had braces before?
Me.
You want to give any advice to this young lady?
Don't listen to the rules they give you.
Oh, jeez. Okay, this is called a show where we aren't really... No. Don't eat caramel. Don't eat popcorn. Or be prepared to floss is my advice. And also, you know, I'd recommend you get a water pick to clean your teeth. Because it becomes very hard to clean them with braces. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Almost every night I use a water pick.
Good for you.
After I brush my teeth.
Good for you. Anybody else have news on New Year's?
I don't floss.
You don't floss. Any other news anyone wants to share? Yeah.
I'm going up to my grandpa's for New Year's Eve.
That sounds great. I floss. Do you know what you get when you pour cement on a burglar?
Cement burglar.
You think?
No.
You think?
I don't know.
You get a hardened criminal.
That's what he said.
Today's show is going to be a lot of puns. Do you know what a pun is?
Like punny. A joke?
It's punny.
Joke?
A joke or a play on words.
Say that again?
A joke or a play on words.
That's correct. A play on words. And we have our friend here, Paul Grzel. He has a name that has no, it only has one vowel at the end, so it's really hard to say. K-R-Z-A. How would you say the name K-R-Z-A?
Kurza.
Kurza. Okay.
Kurza.
Kurza?
Kurza?
Kurza? Kurza? How do we say it, Paul?
It's actually Kurzay.
Kurzay.
Does the A have an accent?
No.
No.
It doesn't.
It used to. It used to be in the old country, had a K-R-Z-E, and it had a little accent. It was Kurzay.
In the old country.
Yes.
That's an expression you don't hear all the time these days.
Slovenia.
Yes. Interesting. Paul Crozet. Crozet.
Yes.
Is a pun meister. What do you think that means?
Ooh. A pun master.
Exactly.
Pun master.
Very good at...
I'm just a heavy user of puns.
Are you?
After a while, I guess it just caught up with me. I just have fun with words. I've always liked words, so I got into playing with words. And that's what it is. Yes, playing with words. Word play.
We're going to play with words today on the show. Are you all ready to play with words? Are you ready? Yes?
Yeah!
Here's a song that plays with words. This is coming off of a CD called Who Are These People? Seriously. The Children's Hour right here on KUNM.
Your teeth and bear it, girl. I don't love you no more. And don't get that glazed look on your face. Hey, I'm begging you to leave me. I've never sausage misery.
Sydney, darling. I never sausage misery. Well, you treated me so ungratefully. You gave me a raisin to be free. Aren't you ashamed of yourself now?
Breakfast Blues is by Trout Fishing in America from the CD called Who Are These People? In fact, who are these people on your radio? You are tuned to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. I'm in here with my friend Paul Crozet, and we've got lots of punny things to talk about today, including puns. And hello. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just wonderful. I'm still amazed by the company of the nice people that are here.
Aw, we try to make you feel right at home. In fact, go do some dishes, would you? We want you to feel right at home.
I think I'd be laying back in bed here for a little while, relaxing. But
that's what KUNM's missing. Yeah, so you're the pun meister.
So I just wanted to say that... Emma was right. It is a word play. It's different meanings of words. And you can have, you know, the reason why I do puns is because puns are fun. It's always fun to try to play with a word that has a couple of different meanings. So, first of all, I looked up, when Katie said, would you come on this program, I thought, I'd better learn a little bit more about puns. And I found out that there's another word for puns. It's called paronomasia. Paronomasia.
Paronomasia?
Yeah. And to me, that sort of sounded like some kind of disease.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
I have paronomasia.
I thought I'd just stay with pun. That sounds more fun. So... an example of a pun. Well, let me refer to my box here with the star on it, and I'm going to pass it around and ask you to each take one of those.
Paul's got a box here.
Yes, and we're passing it around. Everybody takes one. Take whichever one you'd
like. Okay, everybody's taking something out of this box.
Yes.
Okay, everybody's taking something out of the box. The kids, okay, they got it. Can I have one?
Yes, right. You can have one also.
One, two. Just okay. So you all know in listener land, we really have something.
Very nice box that I
very nice box
inherited.
What's anyway, the deal here?
So what the deal is you have a word with two meanings. So what you have here is whenever, you know, I just want to be by myself, I say, would you leave me alone?
These are leaves,
or
people.
I may turn it around and say, please don't leave me alone. So that way I've taken a word like leave and made it leaf. So that's the pun.
Take a leave, everybody in the studio. Take a leave. Got it? No, I don't actually mean leave. Come on back in. Come on back in. No, 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 no. Come back in. Come back in. They're all leafing us now, Paul. They're leafing
us. Yes, they are.
No, no. Come back. Don't leaf us. Don't leaf us away from your microphone. That's crazy. So it's using a word that has more than one meaning.
Yes.
Can you think of a word that has more than one meaning? Yeah, please, Shay, go for it. Right in the microphone, buddy. Right in the mic. More than one meaning. How about, yeah.
Mean?
Yes, so mean. You're so mean. I mean, you're really.
You have a mean in your math and. There's a mean in your math, you are mean, and there's a meaning to things.
Ooh. Mm, can you pun with the word mean?
That's the nice thing. You can just keep going and going with the
word. She means it.
Yes.
Do you have a mean pun for that?
Oh.
The mean, can we put you on the mean? We've made him average it all out.
Yeah,
he found it.
I'm not
mean.
A man of much means. I don't have much money. So.
Oh, there's another meaning of mean. Oh, I love it. I love it. Any other words that have more than one meaning? Okay. This is like the classic New Mexico misspelling. There, there, there.
And there.
Do people really not understand they are has an apostrophe, R-E? It just drives me bonkers. There, there, there.
And
Paul.
You're, like you're and you are.
Yeah, you're. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Seal.
Very good. Seal, Paul.
Seal.
I went to the aquarium, but...
Porpoise.
What was the porpoise of that? They sealed the deal. Okay. All right. Yes, punmeister.
Well, you know, this is... It's a little hard sometimes. You just have to... What they say, it's like the situation that comes up. You know, my wife fell down, and she got a fracture on her arm right here.
Ouch.
And you know what that part of the arm is called? This is for real. It's called the humerus. H-U-M-E-R-U-S.
That's so humorous.
And
do
you
That's
know
not,
what?
Not
the,
very humorous. Humorous.
The fracture was not very humorous to her.
Or it was humorous, and the doctor just... Why was the doctor laughing when he was dealing with her? When she was dealing
was
with her.
It was a humorous bone.
It was such a humorous bone.
Yes.
Such a humorous injury.
I told her to put it on her Facebook. She could put it under breaking news.
The Children's Hour does a joke at the beginning of every show, and I think a lot of times we rely on puns. For example, the kids will recognize the joke of, what do you call an alligator in a vest?
What?
An investigator.
Say it in the mic.
One.
Say it in the mic.
An investigator.
Exactly. So is that a pun?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you call an alligator in a bank?
We
did this. What do you call an alligator in a suit in a bank?
An
investment? No. Okay, that was terrible. All right. See, I'm not very good at pun mastering, but
I think those
are
pretty good. You know, the thing is about puns is either somebody would say, hey, that's really good, or they're going to say, oh, that's really bad. So puns can either be really, really good or really, really bad. Most of mine are really, really bad.
All right. End us with a bad pun before we go to this next song here, Paul.
Do a good one.
Do a good one.
Punish us.
Pun.
Punish.
Well,
Mark has
spoken. Do you know what curry is?
Is it like this stuff that goes in soup?
It's like spice.
It's, also a flour.
It's like a spice. But there's another meaning to curry, too, which means that if I'm really, really nice to somebody, I'm trying to, they say, curry favor.
Or if you're really nice to somebody you don't want to be nice to.
Yes.
Somebody who can give you something that you want. You're only being nice to get something that you want.
So the other day, my wife was cooking, and I had these smells, and I said, what's that smell? And she said, curry. And I said, oh, you're just trying to curry favor with me.
Ooh.
And then I could have said, you're trying to curry flavor with me.
Ooh. the Pun Meister. We'll be back with more puns on the Children's Hour. This is a whole punny song put out by Billy Jonas. I think y'all might know this one.
What kind of cat hangs out in your house?
House cat.
What kind of cat hangs out in the alley?
Alley cat.
What kind of cat is a chocolate candy bar?
Kitty cat.
Yeah, what kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? Gets harder. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of cat has the first name of Tom?
Tom cat.
What kind of cat is really, really scared?
Scared cat.
What kind of cat hangs out at the copy shop?
Copy cat.
What kind of cat is actually a fish?
Fish cat.
What kind of cat steals things at night?
Cat burglar.
What kind of cat hangs out with Batman?
Robin.
No, Robin is a bird.
Catwoman.
Yeah. What kind of cat has a thousand legs?
Caterpillar.
What kind of cat is a big expensive car? What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you the clues. What kind of cat are you? Two finger clap. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of cat is a great big disaster?
Catastrophe.
What kind of cat is an even bigger disaster?
Cataclysm.
What kind of cat rhymes with that and is a long religious recitation?
Catechism.
What kind of cat is connected to the engineer car?
Catalytic converter.
Uh-huh. What kind of cat facilitates a chemical reaction?
Catalyst.
What kind of cat is a group of things that are similar?
Categories.
What kind of cat comes in the mail from Sears?
Catalog.
Yep. And what kind of cat is a whole bunch of cows? Yeah, what kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? Two finger clap. Put on your thinking cap. What kind of cat throws stuff over the wall of a castle?
Catacomb.
What kind of cat is tunnels under the castle?
Catacomb.
What kind of cat floats on two pontoons?
Catamaran.
And what kind of cat takes a picture of the inside of your body?
Cat scan.
Yeah.
What kind of cat obscures your vision?
Cataracts.
What kind of cat's being followed by a moon shadow?
Cat fever.
What kind of cat is the capital of Nepal?
Kathmandu.
Yeah. And what kind of cat carries your golf clubs?
Caddy.
Woo. What kind of cat are you? What kind of cat are you? Tell me true. What kind of cat are you? I'll give you those clues. What kind of cat are you? That's all my clues. The song is through.
That's what she did wear.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, why did California? Why did California? Why did California? Was she all alone? She called to say how why, yes. She called to say how why, yes. She called to say how why, yeah. That's why she did call.
Uno.
Mississippi boy, what did Mississippi? What did Mississippi boy through her pretty lips? She sipped the Minnesota, she sipped the Minnesota, she sipped the Minnesota. That's what she did sip. Alaska, where she's gone.
She went to pay her taxes. She went to pay her taxes. She went to pay her taxes. That's where she has gone.
Ein, zwei, drei, vier.
Oh, how did Wisconsin boy? She stole a new brass key. Too bad that Arkansas boy, and so did Tennessee.
It made poor Florida die, boy. It made poor Florida die.
You see, she died in misery, boy.
She died in misery.
Oh, what did Delaware, boy? What did Delaware? Oh, what did Delaware, boy? What Delaware?
What did Delaware? Yeah, that is Perry Como, believe it or not, here on the Children's Hour from a CD called Yesterday and Today, A Celebration in Song. And before that, you heard Billy Jonas, the title track of his What Kind of Cat Are You? Sort of a pun song, wouldn't you say? We're with the pun master, Paul Crezet.
That had a ton of puns in it.
And the Delaware and the cat song.
Yes, yes. And what did Delaware? A New Jersey. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty clever, don't you think? Well, we were hoping in the studio. Kids, you want to tell them like what we're going to do? We're going to have a pun off with you.
A pun off.
Uh-oh.
Pun off.
Well, dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. We're ready. Are you?
I'll give it a whirl here. This is a rough pun crowd. A rough fun crowd.
You know,
I
you're kind of on an
a pun,
angle.
A pun
Are
crowd.
You really giving it a tilt-a-whirl?
A what?
A tilt-a-whirl? You're
yes.
kind of on an angle.
I am.
I get the angle you're on.
Yes. I'm tilting to the left, I think.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you hear about the guy whose entire left side of his body got cut off? He's all right now. Is that all right with you?
Yes.
You want to start us off on a pun off?
Well, I would have to look here. Let's see. Why don't we? I was going to say that puns are all around us, and often I see them over at the grocery store. Have you seen these? So here's one. We can try with the first one. It says.
Yes, read it, Ava.
Romaine calm and carrot on.
Romaine calm and carrot on. That's just right up there with turn up your radio.
Yes, it is. And Whole Foods likes them a lot. So you see another one there. It says, it's time for
peas and things.
Peas and thanks.
And time is spelled like the herb.
Ooh, ooh. Well, you know what? I really like that, but sometimes, all you need is a little love. Sometimes I like a little Beatles. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like Beatles in my garden, sort of thing.
Ew.
Never mind.
You're talking the music.
Do you know what? Insect jokes bug me, honestly.
Well, have you noticed if you have a lot of Beatles in your garden and they're all getting together, you know what they're doing? They're singing, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Oh, that was a couple Beatles songs in one. Yeah. Haley's on
you. The other day,
a
son stole the toilet and the police have nothing to go on.
It's your mind out of the gutter there, girl. That's a good one. That's a good one. Haley, you're not going to miss your shot, are you? I mean, the penicillin?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh. Yeah, go ahead, Ava.
I have to get my picture taken so we can go to Mexico.
Okay, that is not a pun. Okay. All right, Ava. All right, Ava. All right. Yes, yes, Siobhan. Yes.
We haven't talked in a while. Let's catch up.
Ooh, got one for that one? How are you going to catch up with Siobhan's ketchup?
I'm a little red in the face. That's kind of a little play on the words.
I just wanted to say I have friends who are tennis players, and I know that some of you are in love with tennis players, and in fact, Mark here is married to a tennis player. But you know, Mark, I've got I've got something to say to you about your tennis player wife, okay? I really like her a lot, and I know she's probably listening. But, you know, you should never have married a tennis player.
Why not?
Love means nothing to them.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah, Anner.
I put all of my time and money into an origami business, but it folded.
Ooh, that's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, pun meister. We're coming to the bottom of the hour, my crew, by the way. You guys ready? You ready?
Yep.
Paul, we're going to put your pun playing on hold for just a second, as if we're on hold. And people on my crew, Siobhan, Haley, everybody.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. This is K9M.org.
Something like that.
Live and local from the universe of New Mexico.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? If a woodchuck could chuck wood, how much could a woodchuck chuck? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? If a woodchuck could chuck wood, how much could a woodchuck chuck? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? If a woodchuck could chuck wood, how much could a woodchuck chuck? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? If a woodchuck could chuck wood, how much could a woodchuck? How much could a woodchuck? How much could a woodchuck chuck?
Oh yeah. We're punning here on the Children's Hour, the Woodchuck Chuck song. If you want to catch anything, hear what we're hearing, see what we're playing, Andy Glockenspiel was that guy from his CD, It's Your Day. You can go online to KUNM.org, where we're posting our playlist live in the moment. And this show is produced live from the third floor of Oñate Hall here on the campus of the University of New Mexico. Hands everywhere. Paul Crozet is our guest. He's the pun meister. Hello.
Good morning. What did one potato say to another potato?
I don't know what.
I only have eyes for you.
Oh.
Blackboards are remarkable.
So are whiteboards. Mm. Yes.
Let's taco about it.
I think we should. In fact, I was going to say, you know, a golf ball is a golf ball, no matter where you put it. Yes, we know somebody who knows a lot about golfing, golfed every day this week, and we all paid for it. Isn't that fun? Okay, your go.
Why is Peter Pan always flying?
Why? I don't know. Why?
Because he never lands.
He never, ever lands. Yeah.
Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana.
Ooh, you know insect bugs jokes bug me. Yeah, go ahead.
My leaf blower doesn't work, but it sucks.
Never give your uncle an anteater. Okay, Paul.
Okay, well, you're familiar with tropical birds?
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So my granddaughter lives in Costa Rica, and one day I took out two cans of soup. And I put them next to each other, and I said, do you know what this is? And she said, two cans of soup. I said, no, it's a toucan.
That would be a real bummer if you thought you were getting a toucan and you ended up with two cans of soup. Whoa. Okay, yes, yes.
Besides, two cans of soup don't fly.
This is true.
Would a cardboard belt be a waste of paper?
Oh gosh, that took a while for me to get that one.
I'm barely awake.
Oh, I asked the lion in my wardrobe what he was doing there, and he said, Narnia business. Okay, all right. Yes. Yes, Haley.
They have a medicine called penicillin. It's a real shot in the arm. Not trying to needle you or anything, but you get the point.
Ooh, she did not miss her shot. No, she did not. What, yeah. Yeah.
You
go ahead.
What kind of shorts do clouds wear?
Shirts?
Shorts.
Shorts? Do clouds wear?
Thunderwear.
Oh, groan. Is that technically a pun?
Yes, it is. Because, okay. See, you've taken words and you've kind of messed around with them a little bit, and that's the fun thing. It doesn't have to be exactly like leave and leave, but you can kind of work around it a little bit.
Go for it.
A New Year's resolution is something that goes in one ear and out the other.
Oh, goes in one ear and out the other.
That's exactly true.
Yeah.
I tried to catch some fog. I missed.
Oh. Yes, yes.
That isn't anything.
That isn't anything. That's so funny. Yeah, Punmeister, throw one at us, sir.
Oh, gee.
It's up to you. Do you know what you call a Dracula with hay fever?
No.
The pollen count. Ooh.
You're pollen my leg.
You know, I wish I could come up with a Michael Pollan reference, but I can't think of it off the fly. Yeah.
I went to Mexico this last week, and the fish were so sophisticated.
Oh, my goodness. You know, our friends just made a joke about a TV controller, but it wasn't even remotely funny. All right. All right. Look. Yes, please.
Did you hear about the mathematician who was afraid of negative numbers? He'd stop at nothing to avoid them.
Ooh, Paul.
Do you know that you can actually make money with puns?
No. How?
Yes. Do you ever read the comic strip Pearls Before Swine?
Ooh.
This guy works really, he has some characters that are like rat, pig, duck, and they all get together, and they talk. And in one comic strip, they say, this guy is giving succor to the enemy. And Pig says, what's that? And he said, it means support in times of hardship, which succor does, S-U-C-C-O-R. And then Pig says, that's interesting because today I saw kids playing the game British call football. That's another one. We're coming there. And when they lost, the coach gave them lollipops, which would be a soccer, succor, sucker.
Oh.
And then in the last little thing it says, it's a crime you get paid for this. He does get paid. He gets paid rather well.
Well, it's better than being a baker. You know, my friend had a bakery, and her bakery burned down, and now it's just toast. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
A fly flew in my butter this morning. I guess he just wanted to become a butterfly.
Oh, psst. Yeah.
This morning I forgot which side the sun rises on, but then it dawned on me.
Oh, yes, Ava.
I'm very good friends with 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why.
Paul, you know what you call a sleeping bull. It's a bulldozer. You know, there's another thing you can do with word games, and I wanted to play this for you because it's one of my favorite ways of thinking about words, and it is called anagrams. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, that's when you move all the letters around.
Okay, so anagrams moving around. What is it called when you read the word back, like, madam, I'm Adam, which if you write it out, it's spelled the same way both ways. What is that called? Do you know what that's called?
You said Adam, and my uncle's name is Adam.
It's called a palindrome. A palindrome. My name's a palindrome.
Oh, yeah, Anna, your name's a palindrome. Mm-hmm. So palindromes are another
way. Oh, yeah, Ava's name is a palindrome, too.
Oh, yeah, Ava. Any other palindromes in the room?
Go hang a salami. Dad. I'm a lasagna hog.
Llama mall.
Llama mall, yes.
My birthday is a palindrome.
What is it? It's a palindrome.
949.
Ooh. Ooh.
Taco cat spelled backward is a palindrome.
Yeah, I was going
to. I know.
Vivian?
I'm going to play a song here all with palindromes. We're going to come back and we're going to stump the punmeister one more time. And that's the goal. It is the children's hour right here on KUNM. We're talking puns with Paul Crozet. This is, of course, Weird Al.
I'm an Amregal, a German am I. Never auto even if I had a high five. Madam, I'm Adam, too hot to hoot. No lemons, no melon, too bad I hit a boot. Lisa Bonet ain't no Basil. War song was wrong. Do geese see God? Do nine men interpret? Nine men I nod. Rats live on no evil star. Won't lovers revolt now? Race fast, safe car. Pause, the sapphire is as selfless as I am. May a moody baby. No devil lived on. Lonely Tylenol, not a banana baton. No X and Nixon, a stone be not so. A Geronimo, no minor ego. Naomi Amon, a Toyota's a Toyota. A dog, a panic, in a pagoda. Gypsies run, senile felines, now I see bees I won. UFO tofu, we panic in a pew. Oozy rat in a sanitary zoo. Got a red nugget, a fat egg under a dog. Go hang a salami, I'm a lasagna hog.
Weird Al Yankovic just released this year the coolest thing. It's shaped like an accordion, and it's his complete Weird Al collection. That wasn't from it, that is probably on it. That's called The Essential Weird Al, which is yet another collection of Weird Al, but the new one is pretty cool looking. And you are tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. I'm Katie Stone. We're punning along with our punny friend Paul, who's perplexing us with his puns, but the kids are keeping right up. Am I mistaken? Are you keeping right up? They are already. They've got puns lined up.
I'm overly perplexed with the kids.
They're pretty sharp. I got to warn you. They're pretty sharp. Thank you for the calls, by the way, for the listeners calling up. And, Paul, how does Moses make his tea? Do you know?
How does what?
Moses make his tea?
His tea?
Yes. How does Moses make his tea? Any thoughts?
No, I don't.
No? He brews it. He brews it. He brews it. Okay.
You can get nicked.
You know
doing
what?
That.
You might have had a fear of hurdles, but I think you got over it. Okay. Let's.
Jeez. This is pretty darn early for me in the morning.
Is it?
And in fact, when I'm done here, I still haven't had breakfast yet. And when I go home, I'm going to have a breakfast. And, we usually have an egg and either beans or potatoes and a fresh vegetable. And if a fresh vegetable isn't available, I have to reach into the freezer for a bag of peas. And I put the peas with the egg and the beans and I tell my wife, we're going to have a John Lennon breakfast this morning. And she says, what? I said, yes, we're going to give peas a chance.
Someone has a list of puns on a paper. These puns are terrible.
I've had a lot of fun hanging up signs around town. Oh, I shouldn't admit that that's me, should I? That say these are terrible puns. All kinds of funny ones, Got to go to the urologist. You're in trouble. That kind of thing. Yeah.
What do George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Christopher Columbus all have in common?
What?
They're all born on holidays.
Ooh. You know, that's hilarious. I was actually trying to get a new job, and I was thinking, you know, inspecting mirrors is a job I could really see myself doing. Okay, Paul. you gonna trounce us yet? Uh-oh. Never trust atoms. They make everything up. Okay. All right. And, you know, when we talk puns, it's always good to add a pun to a conversation that's maybe not going so well. So, you know, you can shout out to everyone who's wondering what the opposite of in is. Out! Oh. Okay, so shout out to everyone who's wondering what the opposite... Okay, sorry. That probably, you know how it is.
There's a comedy group, too, that was back in the 1970s called Fire Sign Theater, and they had all kinds of puns. And they had one little thing that they talked about, visiting what they called the Future Fair. And the motto for that was, a fair for all and no fair to anybody.
Ooh.
F-A-R-E.
Ooh.
These puns are so great. Let us celebrate.
Yeah, I was thinking about that pee joke before you went on, Paul, and I want to thank you for bringing all these puns to our attention. It is a lot of fun to have a lot of puns.
Well, these guys got more puns than you can shake a stick at.
Yeah.
And I didn't bring a stick. I only brought leaves, so I'll just have to shake a leaf at them. And then I'll have to leave
the kids,
quickly
the kids
by
are pretty
the side
on
door.
It, you know. They're pretty on it.
I wasn't here last week, so Orange, you glad to see me?
I am glad to see you, Orangey. Well, Paul Crozet, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Well, thank you. It's an honor being amongst all of these nice people.
Well,
and punny people.
I was thinking about what you had to say, you know, about the peas in your breakfast and giving peas a chance and having a John Lennon breakfast. And, you know, all I was thinking was, you know, sometimes when I stick my peas in the salad spinner, I'm really hoping for world peace.
You're just trying to appease us.
That's true. It's true. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Let's give peas a chance right now on the Children's Hour. This is coming off of a CD called Kids Rock for Peas.
Everybody's talking about broccoli, Monopoly, rutabagas, fat potatoes, iceberg, Goldberg, salad greens, tangerines, carrots, and carrots, and carrots, and all we are saying is give these a chance.
Hello, stranger.
Hello there, stranger.
Does this road go all the way to Little Rock?
I've been standing here all day, and it hasn't gone nowhere yet.
Thank you. stranger.
Hello again, stranger.
Your corn looks awful little and yeller.
I planted the little yeller kind.
Hello, stranger.
Well, hi there, stranger.
I don't believe you're too far from a fool, are you?
Believe what?
I said I don't believe you're very far from a fool.
No, that's right, son. Just this guitar and mandolin here between us.
Hello, stranger.
Well, hi, stranger.
How'd your potatoes turn out?
They didn't turn out at all. I had to dig them out.
Hello, stranger.
Well, hello, stranger.
Can't you see that your roof is leaking? Why don't you fix it?
Well, right now it's raining too hard, and when the sun's shining, why, it don't leak.
Hello, stranger.
Well, hello there, stranger.
Have you lived here all your life?
Not yet.
Hello, stranger.
Hello there, stranger.
You're not very smart, are you?
No, but I ain't lost.
Find our playlist and podcast on the Children's Hour page at KUNM.org. You can also find the Children's Hour podcast on iTunes.
See photos from today and many other shows from our on our Facebook page at Children's Hour Radio. We're also on Twitter at KUNM Kids.
We loved being with you today on the Children's Hour. Stick with us on KUNM. And as we can only say once a year, we'll see you next year for another edition of the Children's Hour. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Paul Crozet for a very punny show.